Welcome to Inspiration and Beauty, the Griffin Choral Arts Podcast. I'm Steve Mulder, Artistic Director, and I will be your host as we talk to GCA personalities past and present, listen to clips from our choral archive, and share together our love for bringing the best choral music to the community. Inspiration and Beauty, the GCA Podcast, is made possible by the generous support of our Season 14 donors and advertisers. In these challenging times, with so much uncertainty, we truly appreciate the financial support we have experienced this season. Visit www.griffincoralarts.org to learn more about our organization and how you can get involved. Our guest today is Valerie Gill. Valerie is a founding singing member of Griffin Choral Arts and a frequent soprano soloist. She has sung with the GCA Chamber Choir and also performed a solo concert as a fundraiser for GCA in 2014. She works as the director of children's ministry at Griffin First United Methodist Church, the church she grew up in. At Griffin First, she sings in the chancel choir and performs as a soloist for sanctuary worship services and for other church activities throughout the year. She is an active performer in the community and was recognized by the Griffin Area Arts Alliance in 2017 at their Heart for the Arts Awards Dinner for her contributions to the performing arts in Griffin. Valerie Gill, welcome to the Inspiration and Beauty Podcast.
Well, thank you, Steve. I am excited and admittedly a little bit nervous to be here. But hey, we have to get something right from the start.
Okay.
Valerie Clark Gill. Okay. Oh, you know, Jackie and Danny will be very upset if we don't include the Clark in there.
Well, I mentioned the Heart for the Arts Awards event. You gave a speech that night outlining your education and development as a musician through your childhood and through your college career, and of course, with the support of your parents. Give our listeners a summary of those formational years and how you developed as a singer into your adult life.
Well, I love to tell people about my personal journey with music, not because I like to talk about myself, but because I owe much of my journey to so many people right here in Griffin. I'm sure you have similar experiences whenever you travel outside the state for a music event, and when someone asks you where you're from, they're like, "Griffin, where the heck is that?" No one realizes what we do here when it comes to the arts. My foundation really started at Griffin First Methodist, where I have attended my whole life, work now, and come each Monday night for GCA rehearsals. But fourth grade was really the first time I can remember loving to sing, and it continued as my main focus in middle school and high school. I owe so much to people like Sue Jacob, Jane Stelling, and Alan Benson. They were the ones creating the opportunities as well as letting me know of other opportunities outside of Griffin that I should audition for. And ultimately, it was some of those opportunities that led me to attending Florida State my freshman year of college as a music major. Unfortunately, Florida State didn't end up being the right fit for me, and that's when I transferred to Clayton State University. But that was one of those decisions that I look back on, and I'm so thankful for things happening the way that they did. My years at Clayton provided me with an amazing voice teacher, leads in operas, and performing voice recitals at Spivey Hall. And I really believe that it was during those years that I realized I loved choral singing as much as I loved solo singing.
Yes, you mentioned Florida State, and we met each other officially in 2004 when I started working as the director of music at Griffin First United Methodist Church. But we had crossed paths earlier at Florida State, several years earlier, through the Tallahassee Community Chorus, although neither one of us actually remembers that. You were an undergraduate, and I was the assistant conductor under Andre Thomas. But a decade later, we would again have a community chorus connection, and Griffin Choral Arts began in the fall of 2007. What do you remember about the early days of GCA and those first rehearsals and concerts?
Well, I can remember having a conversation with you, and I guess it was sometime in 2006. And you said, I'm thinking of starting a community chorus. Would you be interested in being in it? Looking back, I don't think I could really wrap my brain around what this was going to be. I had been out of the game, so to speak, for a few years at that point. I had gotten married and had my first baby. I think there was part of me that figured that that part of my life was behind me. So for me, I can remember especially those first few rehearsals feeling like I was home again. I mentioned a minute ago about loving choral singing as much as I love solo singing. And I think as far as soloists go, this is probably not the norm, but I love the camaraderie among fellow singers. I love being among a group of people making music together. And let's be honest, the sounds a choir makes is just, you know, more than just one singer can do alone.
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen to a clip from our first Masterworks concert in season one. This is the opening movement of Haydn's Mass in Time of War, the Kyrie movement. The professional orchestra was tucked tightly into the chancel area of the First United Methodist Church sanctuary, and you'll hear a brief choral introduction, and then your solo soprano voice kicks off with the opening theme. This was recorded on March 13, 2008. Listening back to that performance, and, you know, we've had so many choral orchestral concerts since then, but it's at the time that was such a remarkable thing to hear the full orchestra and chorus in the sanctuary here in Griffin. And, you know, it was the first season we really had no idea if we'd be able to afford an orchestra or what kind of chorus we were going to have. But to have that first season culminate with such a magnificent performance was really remarkable, I thought.
Well, is that the concert that my mom wrote a letter to you? I think it was that first performance.
Yes. Well, that was actually the fall concert of that season that she wrote.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you know, what she said, you know, walking up to the church and the parking lot being full and yeah. People just, you know, going into the doors. And when I remember just walking out and it being just a packed house and just having no idea what it was going to be like, Yeah, it was. It was memorable for sure.
Just the tremendous community support, the attendance, and you know, the financial support right from the beginning was remarkable, and continues to be remarkable. You had an active career at Clayton State and sang recitals in Spivey Hall during that time with your voice major friends. Griffin Choral Arts has had the opportunity to sing at Spivey Hall two different times. The full chorus sang there in 2012, and the chamber choir sang there in 2016. We engage Clayton State faculty to collaborate with us from time to time, and there have been other Clayton State grads in the GCA choir throughout the years. As a soloist with Griffin Choral Arts, you've been able to relive some of those college memories by singing at Spivey and by collaborating with voice major friends from Clayton State. How does it feel to connect with your past in this way?
Well, you know, it's funny. For my husband and probably most of my friends, if you ask them if they could go back to any period in their life, what it would be, and they would all say high school. But for me, I would hands down say college. I dare say that my college years were different than they were for many. Those years didn't consist of rebelling and partying, although I did get a tattoo my freshman year. Don't tell anybody that. Instead, my friends and I spent our time in practice rooms and singing original compositions in recitals of our composition major friends. I've always felt that singers are some of the most disciplined people out there. So to be able to reconnect with people like Holly McCarron and Andrea Caldwell, who is now Andrea Wood, was such a highlight for me to be able to do so many years later.
Yeah. Let's listen to a clip of you singing Brahms, accompanied by Clayton State piano professor Dr. Michiko Otake and Seth Davis, also a Clayton State grad. This is the fifth movement of Brahms' Requiem, and it's entitled Ye Now Are Sorrowful for soprano solo and chorus. This is from October 2009. Thank you. Brahms Requiem was such a difficult work for the choir to prepare, but so rewarding, and that was a beautiful excerpt there. What other GCA memories stand out in your mind? What else do you think about with GCA that you want to talk about today?
Well, as you and I have talked about doing this podcast over the last couple of months, the one thing we kept saying was that the most difficult part about doing this was going to be narrowing down what to talk about.
Right.
We are revisiting 14 years of Griffin Choral Arts, which is truly hard to believe. But as I was thinking about some of my most favorite memories, there were some others that came to mind. A highlight for me was the solo benefit concert for GCA that I did in 2014. It was a fantastic collaboration with so many people that have been part of my musical journey. Michael Fulop and Amanda Benson Gay were part of that concert. My sister Cecilia, Seth Davis accompanied, and even Britton at the age of 8 sang with me. And speaking of that concert, you know, you've played all of these amazing clips from concerts that were great and seemingly flawless. But I think it's important to also mention times when performances don't go as you hope. The solo concert I just mentioned ended up being great, but you'll remember up until the day, we didn't even know if I was going to be able to sing. I had developed a bad case of laryngitis, and all of a sudden we were faced with the decision of whether or not we would have to cancel. Months and months of study and hard work potentially down the drain. Fortunately for that concert, a week of vocal rest and a steroid shot allowed it to still happen. Then there was that Poulant Gloria concert that I still look back on and cringe a little. I'm glad we aren't sharing a clip of that performance, but that was simply a day that I wasn't in good voice. And the reality is that those kinds of things just happen, and typically you have one shot at a live performance. And sometimes amazing moments happen that you weren't prepared for, but sometimes it just doesn't happen like you hoped. But that's also the beauty of performing and making music for a live audience, is you just never really know what will happen.
Right, right. Well, let's listen to one more final good clip before we go. You specialize in the classical and operatic repertoire, as your many Masterworks appearances demonstrate, but you are capable in many other styles also. Here is a clip of you singing Andre Thomas's arrangement of Here's a Pretty Little Baby. It's a Caribbean-flavored gospel song, Christmas song, accompanied here by the Atlanta Percussion Trio, including some steel drums. This is from the Island Time concert, May 2018, performed at the Village at Indian Springs Amphitheater in Flovilla. Let's listen to this.
Baby, baby, baptized. He's a pretty little baby. You give the major move.
Boston Choral Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit organization relying on the financial support of donors and advertisers to carry out our mission to bring the best choral music to the community. If you would like to become a donor, please visit our website, www.griffinchoralarts.org, and click on Support Us. I love that there is an Andre Thomas connection kind of throughout this whole story here, from the days that we shared at Florida State to singing several of his arrangements throughout the years. And even the last time we were at Lake Junaluska in North Carolina, he was the director of the adult chorus that year. And now to hear you singing his music again is kind of a interesting connection through the story.
Yeah, Amanda Benson Gay now, and my sister, we went to Florida State music camps in high school every year, summer camps. And those are some of just our most favorite memories, because Dr. Thomas, of course, he directed our choirs. And in fact, Amanda and I would just, he was really probably, besides you, of course, my most favorite conductor. Yeah. And we would jokingly just say that he was like the god of all conductors, and we loved it. So, yeah, and to have that, of course, I, you know, was able to reconnect with him my freshman year when I was at Florida State. But then to be able to have that connection with him again at Lake Junaluska after so many years was really just memorable.
Yeah, it was. That was great. Valerie, I appreciate your dedication to Griffin Choral Arts through the years. You have been a vital part of our success as a musical leader, and as a reliable supporter and advocate. As a soloist, you delight our audiences and impress us every time you take the stage. Thank you for joining us today. You have filled us with inspiration and beauty. We look forward to seeing you on stage again very soon.
Thank you. It was fun.
We express appreciation once again to our donors and advertisers. We could not carry out our mission without your financial support. Season 14 has been full of challenges, but we are overwhelmed with the financial support you have shown us in 2020. As we turn the corner into 2021, we are determined to keep singing because it is important now more than ever. To learn more about our organization, go to our website, www.griffinchoralarts.org. Thank you for listening to Inspiration and Beauty, the Griffin Choral Arts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please recommend us to your friends. Contact us if you would like to be a podcast sponsor. Join us next time as we talk to another GCA personality and listen to more recordings from the archive. Griffin Choral Arts, using inspiration and beauty to create community.